standing with Aidan Chapman, and you've got 14 people on the sourdough course behind you. How long have you been teaching sourdough?
So I've been personally been teaching sourdough for the last 5 years.
Now, what's the definition of sourdough for you?
For me, a sourdough is... it's wild yeast, so it's a natural airborne microorganism, and it's been the job of bakers for centuries to forage in the wild yeast into a mixture of water and flour and create unnatural starters. And that is my definition of it.
And how long does it take to ferment a sourdough for you?
What, a whole sourdough loaf or the starter itself?
The loaf itself.
So for me, 3 days. It's a 3-day process from mixing your dough to taking your dough out from the oven. It's a 3-day process to create a long-lasting, full-flavoured and easy digestible bread.
And the attributes of that bread, why are they different from fast-fermented breads then?
If you look at flour as part of the property, flour has great absorbent properties. The longer we leave it to ferment, the more moisture it absorbs and the easier digestible it becomes, the longer shelf life it has. Ultimately, you know, generally in my experience, a good 98% of people who feel they have a wheat or gluten allergy, when they come to a sourdough course and eat sourdough bread, they have no problem digesting it.
Have you seen the sourdough breads in some of the major supermarkets at the moment?
Personally, I don't go into supermarkets, but I've literally, my Twitter feed line is always full of it and pictures of it, and many kind of like so-called celebrity chefs pushing their own products as sourdoughs in the supermarkets, and you look at the list of ingredients and it's quite shocking.
What is it that's shocking about it? Do they even qualify as sourdough?
Personally, for me, they wouldn't qualify as a sourdough. When you think about sourdough, it's a natural evolution of the wild yeast, and it takes skill, love, and perseverance to fit that into your lifestyle. And I do believe that the big mainstream companies are cottoning on to the fact that people are turning the sourdough as their lifestyle. And, you know, where something's becoming trendy in their eyes, it's not trendy, it's a lifestyle. But the word trendy is always used about sourdough and middle class, which it isn't. There's a fast buck to be made, so they try and eliminate the 3-day process and call it a sourdough.
And how does that make you feel?
It makes my blood boil, because when you naturally create a loaf that takes 3 days to create, you know, you're putting your whole energy into that loaf. And it becomes a thing of beauty. And literally, by making it in like a fast 8-hour process or even 2-hour process, how can that be a thing of beauty? It takes away the word craftsman.
Would you argue that the fast fermentation of that in these commercial so-called sourdough loaves actually means that they are pretenders and that they are not sourdough at all?
Without a shadow of a doubt, you know, the word sourdough, I actually do prefer to use the word wild yeast bread or wild yeast product. As I said a minute ago, it's a good 2 or 3 day process. So when we're skipping out the fermentation process, we're creating a product that people can't digest again. So they're fooling the public yet again.
So if you could talk to the minister in charge and the government right now, and you could ask him one thing, what would you ask him? What would you ask him?
I think the same thing about all breads, not just sourdough breads, about any kind of bread that's been mass produced and created over an hour and 20 period is literally, you know, the people they're selling it to, there should be some kind of legislation and there should be some kind of wording on this product to actually allow people to know it isn't an artisan product, it isn't a craft product, and it's not actually a sourdough loaf. Okay, yeah.
I totally agree.
Bang it. No,
okay,
there's so many people who agree. So many people who agree. You know.
I mean, that's the thing I'm trying to let.
Do you want to have a quick 2-minute chat to the class? It's quite always nice to have a little guest speaker.
Yeah, all right then.
Yeah. And ask them what they feel about it.